Chapter 1. On the Hills of Sicily. The tender shoots of grass were soft under her feet as Amelia gazed at the scene spread below her. The village where she'd lived all 12 years of her life lay nestled in the valley, cradled by the hillsides where villagers watched over their grapevines and their flocks of goats. Amelia could see her father among the villagers who carefully and lovingly tended the vines. She spied her family's home, and she knew that her younger brother, Nico, was probably helping their mother weed the garden. Smoke curled lazily skyward from the chimneys of the cheerful stone houses in the village. Around Amelia, her little herd of goats serenely nibbled the grass. She never tired of watching the goats. Amelia sighed contentedly. Spring was surely the loveliest season. Later, toward summer, a hot, dry wind from the deserts of North Africa would transform the landscape into a patchwork of browns, golds, and greens as vegetation shriveled from the heat. But for now, things looked vibrant and green. Amelia shifted her gaze up to the craggy, snow-capped mountain in the distance. How majestic and peaceful Mount Etna looked! But Amelia knew Mount Etna's appearance was deceptive. Mount Etna had been rumbling for many months. Sometimes the ground would shake. All of the villagers talked about the volcano. Some of them described Mount Etna as a benign giant with an upset stomach. Yes, they admitted, the volcano sometimes erupts, but it never harms anyone. Other villagers remained doubtful about Mount Etna. They recounted tales of an eruption hundreds of years earlier that had kept an enemy army from landing in Catania, a coastal city south of Mount Etna. Well then, Mount Etna's admirers would crow, doesn't that prove the volcano's good intentions? Mount Etna protected the people of Sicily from invaders.